Второзаконие 33 глава с 13 по 17 стихи. Об Иосифе сказал.
Deuteronomy 33:13 through 17. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of the wild ox. Together with them he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. We will continue to study the reward that is contained in the birthright of Christ, presented to us in the name Joseph, and is our inheritance in Jesus Christ. And today we will look at the seventh component of our reward. The seventh component of the reward belonging to Christ in the name Joseph, placed upon our account in Christ, are the image of the precious things of the everlasting hills. Precious things of the everlasting hills is an image of promises representing the inheritance of Christ in our heart for the redemption of our earthly body here on earth, consisting in the covenant of blood, the covenant of salt, and the covenant of rest, which we made with God in the baptism of water, Holy Spirit, and fire. The precious things of the everlasting hills are given for the redemption of our earthly body here on earth. As we have read about Joseph, it is said that may his land be blessed, and he listed these nine blessings with the precious things of heaven, with the dew, with the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, precious produce of the months, best things of the ancient mountains, precious things of the everlasting hills, precious things of the earth and its fullness, and blessings that were given in the bush. May they come upon the head of Joseph. All of these blessings were given to bless the land of Joseph, his body, here on earth. Not when he goes to heaven, but when he's still in the body, here on earth, God wants to bless us in Jesus Christ with this inheritance. Let's look at some of the components of these precious things of the everlasting hills. Isaiah 55, 12, 13. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is a prophetic saying presenting the promise of the future for our earthly body here on earth. It's presented in the format of a parable or a metaphor. Considering that the precious things of the everlasting hills, purposed by God for our earthly body here on earth, together with the mountains and the trees growing in the field, we need to look at their collaboration and their dependence on one the other. Therefore, we have these questions. From where are we to go out with joy? Second, what or who are the hills that, together with the mountains and the trees in the field, will clap their hands for us when we go out from a specific place with joy? Third, what are the thorns and briars in our land, instead of which we can then get the cypress tree and myrtle tree? And fourth, what is the cypress tree and the myrtle tree which will be placed by God for us as an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off? These four questions that our pastor has given and he responds to as well. First question, from where are we to go out with joy? The phrase, you shall go out with joy, implies that the place from which we need to go out is the place of slavery, groaning, suffering, and overcoming of specific forms of sorrow. Considering that our sacred person, born from the seed of the word of truth, is freed from the slavery of sin and death, the place from which God has promised we can come out with joy is corruption, slavery that our body is in. As a result of us being born from the sinful seed of our fathers in the flesh. And so this is that place from which we need to come out with joy. This joy is in our spirit, but we will go out with joy when our soul and our body are freed from slavery. 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 56. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. What is the mystery? We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. This is that mystery that we need to know. This is that mystery that the Lord reveals to his servants, his prophets, and his servants by his prophets as well. The great mystery that we shall not all sleep, we shall not all die, but will be changed and then will disappear, just like Elijah will be changed in the blink of an eye, and after a specific amount of time being on earth, they will disappear because they shall go to greet Jesus Christ. Coming out of the slavery of corruption is receiving the promise for our body here on earth, which belongs to the door of our hope, demonstrated in meeting the Lord in the air. When the time for fulfilling the given promise comes about, our body will be freed from the slavery of corruption by the death of the Son of God. God will then deprive the stronghold of sin, that is the devil, of power, and will deliver our body from the fear of death, which we were all of our lives subject to and enslaved. Therefore, to come out of the prison of corruption with joy, in which we were in under the guard of the law, means be justified by faith, by receiving the righteousness of Christ, which we are called to receive upon the conditions outlined in the Holy Scriptures, freely by grace, in the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Therefore, until we, by the power of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, will not free our bodies from the law of sin and death, there can be no talk of coming out with joy. And furthermore, there cannot be any talk of receiving the promise for our body either, consisting in the precious things of the everlasting hills. And so it's necessary to come out of slavery. And to come out of slavery is to receive the promise that is in the righteousness of Christ, and receiving the righteousness of Christ upon his conditions, and growing this righteousness in the fruits of the Spirit, character of Christ in us. We then come out of slavery. We come out with joy. Second question. What or who are the hills that together with the mountains and trees in the field will clap their hands for us when we go out from a specific place with joy? The mountains and hills, which will sing songs to us, and who together with the trees in the field will clap their hands when we come out with joy from the slavery of corruption to be justified by faith, are the result of the confessions, our confessions, the confessions of the faith of our heart. When we confess the faith of our heart, our hills, together with the mountains, began to rejoice, and the trees clapped their hands. This all happens when we begin to confess what is in our heart. A very beautiful image that is shown here when the mountains and hills rejoice and the trees began to clap their hands when we confess the faith of our heart. Third question, what are the thorns and briars in our land, instead of which we can then get cypress tree and the myrtle tree? The symbol of the thorns that grow in our heart is the position and state of the heart that is not cleansed from dead works, where the seed of the word about the kingdom of heaven is choked by cares of this age and deception of earthly wealth. Mark 4:18-19. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering, choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. In Scripture, briars are a kind of grass, as a type of spiky thorn also. Together, they are able to choke the seed of any good. Able to choke any promise. Thorns and briars in the heart of a person are able to choke any promise, and the promise that lies at the door of our hope as well. Fourth question, what is the cypress tree and the myrtle tree, which will be placed by God for us as an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off? How do we determine that this briars and thorns are eradicated, removed from my heart? I will have the cypress tree and I will have the myrtle tree. Let's see if we have these two trees in us. The cypress tree and a myrtle tree is an evergreen tree and a plant, as we know, an evergreen tree. Therefore, the cypress tree that is grown in our heart instead of the thorns is the result of the fruit of righteousness grown in the soil of our good heart, where the seed of the word about the kingdom of heaven has produced its fruits of righteousness in the form of the stronghold of life that has been erected in our body and placed between us and God as an everlasting covenant that cannot be cut off. And so the cypress tree is the stronghold of life in us, the evergreen tree, stronghold of life. So we need to become free of these thorns so that the Lord can grow this beautiful cypress tree within us. This is the stronghold of eternal life in our bodies. The myrtle tree grown in our heart instead of the briars is a symbol of the fragrance of Christ that comes from the righteousness we have. It produces a very wonderful fragrance, this tree. And so the symbol of the cypress in the form of the fruit of righteousness and the symbol of the myrtle tree in the form of the fragrance of Christ coming from the fruits of righteousness are within our bodies here on earth, testimony of Enoch, which he received before he was taken to God. How beautifully Pastor has shown the testimony of Enoch. The testimony of Enoch is a heart that does not have thorns and briars, and a heart that has the cypress tree and myrtle tree, cypress, the righteousness of God, and the fruits of righteousness, and myrtle tree, there will be the fragrance of Christ. Right now we will sing a song, and we will thank God that we have the right to come out with joy. Why? Because we already heard about that promise. We received that promise. Now, receiving that promise, we need to grow the fruits of righteousness. And the more we grow these fruits of righteousness, the Lord will be removing these thorns and these briars from our hearts. And we will no longer be the essence of these things. Unfortunately, people who have these thorns and briars are unapproachable, and you will be freed of this kind of situation within yourself. Let us stand up and sing a song and take part in this wonderful service.
посеял ты труд мой весною, без злака ты хлебный зерно, колосье волной золотою, покрыто все поле твое. А рядом страшное поле, не враг ли посеял там зло, колючей опасной травою, там пусто оно заросло. Сей доброй земля всегда пожнет, что посеял козел. Что сеял на поле ты жизни, любовь или злую вражду, сойдет твой посев и созреет, и примешь награду свою. Сей доброй земля всегда пожнет, что посеял, посеял тогда. День жатвы придет, не замедли, пожнет, что посеял тогда. Посеем учителя слова, великое слово любви, о жертве его всем расскажет. Пролитой отцом крови, сей доброй земля всегда пусто, пожнешь, что посеял, посеял тогда. День жатвы придет, не замедли, пожнешь, что посеял тогда. Поклонимся вечному Богу и Отцу Царю всех царей. Сей доброй земля всегда пусто, пожнешь, что посеял, посеял тогда. День жатвы придет, не замедли, пожнешь, что посеял тогда. Сей доброй земля всегда что посеял, посеял тогда. День жатвы придет, не замедли, пожнешь, что посеял тогда.
I will happily repeat after our pastor Arkady that every time the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, in the temple of Solomon, they were required, as a command from Moses that he received from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We're that same Israel, connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple, so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.